Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Real Fiends. We're on episode 144. This is Dave, and I'm going to be doing a solo review on The Legend of Tarzan 2016. So, I wasn't really excited about the film. I think Tarzan's kind of cool. I've seen, like, other Tarzan flicks. There's been a ton of them. I'm pretty sure, like, even, like, black and white films, you know, The Tarzan story and myth goes deep and way back. Legendary, you know, character created. And here we are with the new version of Tarzan for 2016. And like I said, I wasn't too excited about it, but I figured, you know, let me give it a chance and see what's up. So I saw the movie and, I got some opinions on it, and I thought I'd get on here and share it with you guys and kick you the real deal on whether or not, you know, like, is worth checking out or owning, yada, yada. So, some of the scores go like this. So, IMDb gave it a 6.8 out of 10, which is not bad, you know, respectable. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 36%, which is pretty shitty. That's bad. And Metacritic gave it a 44%, which is also pretty shitty. The premise for it goes like this. Tarzan, having acclimated to life in London, is called back to his former home in the jungle to investigate the activities of a mining encampment. So, it's not like a Tarzan reboot or remake. It's just like another story, you know, in the Tarzan world, which is, you know, I mean, that's kind of interesting. Semi-original in a way. You know, I'm kind of glad they didn't try to reboot and restart it again. So, like I said, it's just a story within the Tarzan world. The cast, it stars Alexander Skarsgård as John Clayton, aka Tarzan. Christoph Waltz, amazing actor. He's in this. He basically plays like the main villain, and I'm not gonna have spoilers in this, like minor stuff. Samuel L. Jackson's in it. Love Samuel L. Jackson. Margot Robbie plays Jane Clayton. And, so my thoughts on the film, let's see, I'm going to talk about the good before I get into the bad. I think there's definitely more bad than good. The good with the film is I like the cinematography. I thought it looked pretty good. I thought it was filmed well in that aspect. It had a fair amount of action in it. I don't think it had enough action. I kind of wish it had a little more. But it had a fair amount. The story, you know, the whole legend of Tarzan, it's kind of cool in itself. Alexander Skarsgård, I think he played a pretty decent Tarzan, and, he got super fucking ripped for this movie, and like, you know, kind of like a believable physique. He kind of looked like a gymnast. Like, he wasn't super bulky and jacked because, you know, that shit will make no sense if you're, you know, swinging from trees and in the jungle, excuse me. So you would want kind of like a body, like a gymnast, you know, like how dudes do like calisthenics, push-ups, pull-ups, dips, like that kind of body. And, he got super ripped for the movie. So props to him for getting in shape. And, you know, he played a believable Tarzan, you know, pretty believable, good casting. Christoph Waltz was an okay villain. He was kind of like a run-of-the-mill, typical villain. To be honest, like, this role was a little bit beneath him. Samuel L. Jackson just did his Samuel L. Jackson thing. You know, he's awesome, but it's almost like Samuel L. is just himself in every movie. I'm not shitting on him, but, you know, he just did his Samuel L. Jackson thing. Margot Robbie, I think that's how you pronounce her name. She was okay as Jane. Didn't have the biggest role. You know, she was kind of like an empowered Jane. She wasn't totally helpless. She kicked a little bit of ass in this movie, and she was kind of strong, which is a cool, you know, cool take on Jane as opposed to like a damsel in distress, screaming for Tarzan in the jungle. Like, she definitely wasn't weak like that, which is a cool take on it. So, I'm going to get into the bad. The bad, again, minor spoilers, the CGI wasn't up to par to me. Like, you know, the shit looked a little rubbery at times. And, you know, that's unacceptable for like a, you know, a bigger budget, Hollywood flick, you know, and especially if it's like, you know, a coveted material like Tarzan, you know what I mean? The legend of that story runs pretty deep, and you're gonna cheap out with the CGI and make it all rubbery and shitty looking. Wasn't feeling it. It looked just blatantly bad. And I don't understand what's wrong with these movie producers and directors, man. Like, you know, have it mostly practical. And I know it's probably like harder to do shit practical, but it pays off in the end. Mostly practical with like special effects added to make it cooler. That's the formula, man. You do that shit and the movies come out awesome. When you try to go too fucking far with CGI and don't drop the money or pick, you know, the right people to do the CGI, it really takes away from the movie. It looks so fucking fake. And that was the case for this movie. Some of the gorillas looked laughable. Tarzan himself, when he was swinging from vines and shit, like, he was like a savage, homeless-looking Spider-Man in some of the scenes. Like, dude was swinging around literally like Spider-Man and moving just like him, but just bootlegging homeless. And the CGI for it looked just bad. So that's probably like my main complaint of the film. Another gripe about it is, it was a little bit slow, man. It was a little slow and dragged out. I feel like they could have sped up the action and sped up the story. The movie itself, it wasn't special to me. It didn't stand out. It was kind of a run of the mill, you know, blah action adventure. It was not special at all, like I said. Not like really original, and it just didn't stand out to me. You know, it was kind of like a take it or leave it type flick. Some of the other things in the movie that I didn't care for was just like the laughable stupid shit. Like, you know, I get, and this is like minor spoilers, like so you have a dude raised as a kid living in the jungle, raised by gorillas and animals and whatnot. Living a very hard life. So you would think his body would adapt to that environment, and he would be like stronger. His bones would be more dense, his tendons, his muscles, because he lived kind of like an animal growing up. And they did do that in the movie. You know, Tarzan was strong as fuck, but you know, not strong enough to fight a fucking gorilla. You know what I'm saying? Like a 500-pound gorilla. Like, really, dude, you're going to go toe-to-toe with a gorilla at some points and fight gorillas and jaguars or whatever? Like, that's just retarded to me. Like, and at some points, you know, and I'm sorry if this is, like, a spoiler, but, you know, he was fighting, like, animals, man, like, fighting gorillas. And, you know, it's one thing, like, dodging and evading and using tools and using your brain to beat something. But he wasn't, like, super jacked in the movie. And I don't give a shit how jacked you are. You're not going to outpower like fucking animals, you know, like chimps or like gorillas. And there were certain scenes where like dude would take full on shots and bashes from a fucking gorilla and not get killed, not get his spine, you know, broken into 20 pieces or his head knocked clean off. It was just like completely unbelievable. And you probably say to me, well, you know, how believable is it a dude living in the fucking woods swinging from vines? You know what I mean? Like to cut it some slack. But, and that's a point, you know, that's a point. True. But it just bugged me that, you know, it was so out there that he can take a shot from a fucking gorilla and not just have his life completely ended in an instant. But that's a minor gripe. It was just stupid to me. Overall, again, the film, it was very blah. I give, if I have to grade it, I do letter grades. I'm going to give Legend of Tarzan a C. It was take it or leave it. You know, watch it if you're bored as all fucking hell. I wouldn't really recommend it to people. I damn sure as hell wouldn't buy it. It was super blah. And to me, it's not really worth a ticket. It's like a Netflix or Redbox rental. But that's my opinion. You know, take it for what you will, guys. So I think that's going to wrap up this short review on Legend of Tarzan. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with episode 145. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the plays, subscriptions, downloads. Please rate us on iTunes. Hit us up on our Facebook page. We have a Twitter page at Real Fiends. Send us requests for like any kind of movie topics or reviews. It's going to be realfiends@gmail.com. And we appreciate the following, guys, and the support. We're going to try to keep this train going. We love doing the show. And that's it. We appreciate you. So until next time, take care.